Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
I am down in Listowel-Verna. The sun is shining first. There's a rake of kids outside. Delighted to be off school for the day or for the morning. And my next guest, right, it's kind of hard to believe that he spent most of his career working in finance, because it was only when a video he posted about a GAA match row went viral that he actually discovered there could be a future in making comedy videos. He's appearing in Glore in Ennis tonight. I don't know if there's tickets left for that, but he's in the Roadcaster now. Connor Moore, a.k.a. Connor Sketches. How's it going? How are you?
I am very, very well.
It's great
Thank you.
To see you. It's great to see you. Are you from this neck of the woods?
No, but I may as well be. It feels like a homecoming.
You said that to me. Why is that?
You see, when I do my GAA stuff, I have four main characters. Joe Brolly, Gerlach Nan is the main one, Davy Fitzgerald and Anthony Daly, and three of the lads. Brolly's obviously from Derry, but the other three are from Clare. So we got down here last night, got to the hotel, and now there's about a 6-yard dash from the door to the reception, and I was stopped about 6 times. And people were just coming up to me. They were telling me stories about Gerlach Nan, about Dalo playing hurling, and my wife was like, how do you know them? And I was like, I don't. I did know the first guy, but I was like, I didn't know any of the rest of them. And we were taking pictures. This was like nearly 12 o'clock at night. Came out of the hotel this morning, took a picture with somebody, and I got stuck in traffic in Ennis Diamond. And some fella just walked across the road, knocked on the window, was like, oh, can't wait for tonight. Oh, on Dalo.
Do you get that kind of a reaction in your own hometown?
I know everyone's sick of seeing me in your own hometown. I know, like, they'd be well used to seeing me, but I'd never get this reaction. I've been blown away by the reaction down here. But I did expect this to feels like a homecoming gig tonight.
Mm. Yeah. Well, fair play to you. It is. I said it in the intro there, it's kind of hard to believe that you were in finance for so long. What does that seem like, a million years ago?
Sort of, yeah. I did finance and I got really bored with it. I have like itchy feet doing it, and people wonder why I do so many different games and stuff, but like I'm always looking to do something else. And when I was in finance then, I was a bit bored and I went selling phones for Vodafone.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I was with Three. And my last job then before this, like, I was ringing people selling telephones. And then I turned the phone around and started making videos or whatever. And it was like a GA match where there was a bit of a row and it was all like pushing and shoving. There wasn't much in it, but the picture was very funny in the paper because it was me, my uncle and my cousin were the only one from our team in the picture. So everybody was sending this to me, so I did a video on it, and the boys were like, you should put that up online. And I was like, who's going to really care about that? So I did a video instead the following day about just the championship with the same characters I used. And the thing, in my mind at the time, went viral. It got 60,000 hits. Now, someone got 60,000 hits, now I'd be like, just that tanked. But at the time, I mean, I was nearly walking around the place going, jeez, I'm like famous.
This is it, I've made it. Would you say you're a natural mimic, or is this something that you have to work at?
Yes and no. Like, when I was a kid, like, I started out, I owe everything to the Après Match DVD, the Three Boys. My father got it for Christmas one year, maybe 96 or 7. Mm. So I started mimicking them, mimicking other people. But then I would say I didn't do an impression for, outside doing my uncle down the GA club. My uncle's like one of these old school kind of managers, you know, he talks like this, his nose has been broken a couple of times, come on, let's go. So I'd be always taking the mick out of him. And that was probably the only impression I did for an awful long time. And then just when I did the video of the championship thing, what was weird was I did the video, and if I look back on it now, it wasn't that good. Like, it was terrible in a way compared to the stuff that I do now. But Joe.ie phoned me up and they were like, here, we might have a job for you. And then they brought me up and they was like, let's see your stuff. And I was like, see that video. I said, that's my stuff. And they says, well, we'll give you 2 weeks. Come back to us with some Premier League stuff because we want Premier League. The only person I had was Mourinho. So I came in, I was like, I'm very special. I think I could do a very good job. And they were like, you're going to need more than that. So 2 weeks went by, I sent him a video. The boys thought, nah, it's just not up there. But, you know, keep working away at it. And what I learned in those 2 weeks was, like, you can get better at these things because everything improved a little bit.
Mm.
So then I just kind of obsessed over, I started doing Klopp. And then in November of that year, it was 4 months later, I quit my job, I quit everything. I was on the social welfare, I was on the 188.
And were you with the missus at the time?
No.
Okay.
Would you believe my wife now, we went out before this and we had broken up maybe a year before this and then we got back together in 2019.
Okay.
So there's a gap in the middle there. I went off for a walk in the desert doing comedy.
How do you do it though? That's what I want to know. Like, how do you get someone so right? What's your process is what I want to know. How do you do it?
Would you believe, I met Tommy Tiernan a couple of weeks ago. at Joe Brawley's wedding, and that was the I was so nervous meeting him. I couldn't, like, beyond belief nervous. And that was the question he asked me. He was like, "How do you do it? Jesus Christ, I mean, you nailed me. Even my daughter sent me one day. She goes, 'Yes, Daddy, that's you.'" And I said to him, I was like, "I just watch videos all day. There's nothing really, like, scientific to it. Like, I'll sit there over and over again and watch a video." And he goes, "How long would you watch it for, like?" And I was like, "Well, for you, maybe it took me about 3 months, but I did a bit every day." I was in Florida at the time, and it was COVID year. Mm-hmm. So I was just living on my own in Florida. I was working with the Golf Channel. And so I did it every day. Like, I had a room in the house, and I'd go in and just watch that video every day with other people. He was like, "So you'd be just in your room on your own now, watching videos of me. Jeez, are you a pervert or what?" I think that's what he was trying to say.
I think so.
But I met him. I was actually so nervous meeting him. He was the coolest fella.
He's very intense. But why were you so nervous about meeting him?
Because I had done a couple of videos that went pretty viral, and I hadn't heard back. And I know, like, Hector and I know Larita from the podcast really well. Hadn't heard back anything from them, like, as if did he like it or not. And I thought maybe he doesn't like it. So we were at Joe Brawley's wedding. When I actually turned to speak to him the first time, he didn't see me there. I kind of got caught and turned the other way and walked off. He didn't see this, right? And I was like, I just don't know what to say to him. Like, I don't know if, like, maybe he doesn't like me. I don't know. And then me and my wife walked into one of the rooms, and it was just him and his wife. And I just walked over, put my hand out, and he was like, "Ah, Jesus, Connor, how's it going?" He was a legend. His wife was a legend. The two of them were so cool. Like, and we were trying to play it cool, but me and my wife walked off, and we were like,
"Oh, stop it! Just so amazing." Now, you mentioned there about your first video. Now you would see it as tanking with 60,000 views or whatever. Your Formula One video has really taken off. I mean, is it true? It has 30 million views.
All of them together. I've done 5 so far.
Okay.
So, like everybody else now, I got into Formula One. Well, I watched Formula One when I was a kid. I think, like everybody here, it used to be on the television here. We used to watch it. Eddie Jordan, these boys were involved. I didn't watch it in 25 years. And then at the start of last year, we were in Dublin, and all my wife's mates were talking about the Grand Prix that was coming up next month. This is around February. And I just thought it was a bit strange. People were all talking about the Grand Prix. Nobody talks about the Grand Prix, like, you know. They weren't talking about the league, you know, starting or anything, you know, the GA. And I was saying, "What's all this about the Grand Prix?" They're like, "You're not watching Drive to Survive." Mm-hmm. So then I went, and me and my wife went home, we watched it. And then 3 episodes in, I think, it was in Monte Carlo, and both of us looked at each other, and I was like, "I'm doing this. I am doing this." And the great thing, you see, the hard thing for me is in sport, like, people are media trained now and they know what to say, and it's hard to get characters. Even in the GA, all my characters are the guys that are the pundits or the managers. You don't get players. Bernard Brogan was actually the only player I actually got that you got a bit of crack out of, like, you know, because he's Berno, you know what I mean? To do up and all that. So Drive to Survive then was after, like, the fly in the wall stuff. But it was also doing these interviews. So you got to find out the characters behind all these guys and what makes them tick and all the rest. So it took me about 9 months, and I learnt off maybe about 10 of them. And then I put a video out in February, and the thing just blew up. And then I've put 4 videos out since then. And now I'm heading to Austin next month with Formula One. So they're giving me access to the teams.
Oh, clever. That's where you want to be.
So at the minute, like, Red Bull are obviously at the top, and I keep doing, like, Max Verstappen. And, you know, Max, he talks very like this, a little lisp and stuff. And it's, you know, that's what happens when you don't give me the space. I think Carlos Sainz is very warm to it. I'm a smooth operator, Carlos Sainz. But I've heard nothing from Mercedes at the minute, because I'm kind of taking a mick out of Lewis Hamilton all the time. He's always saying he's grateful for everything, you know. And, you know, in Ireland, it's like when people are, I'm so grateful. And I'm grateful. And I just walk around with a peace sign, like, I'm grateful. So I haven't heard anything from Mercedes back yet. I don't know if I'll be doing anything with them. But
I don't know. Watch this space. I have to ask you, who's the character that you can't, or you just can't get your head around, or it's taken you too long to... Is there anybody that you can't mimic, you haven't mastered yet?
There's a good few of them, to be honest, but one that would hold particular resonance down here is probably Marty Morrissey.
What?
But, yeah, can't really do Marty.
That's a strange one. You would think that he would be fairly easy to mimic.
Yeah, I don't know if it's...
Because he's such a character.
Yeah, yeah, and you can make a caricature of him, okay, in a sense, but I suppose mine are a bit more like impersonations and not impressions. But what I did with Marty was, because I was doing Gerlach Nan, and Gerlach Nan like managed Clare to All Ireland's here. He's like such a big living legend, and he's one of these just hard, big shoulders. He's a head, like just this big head, the whole lot. Talks like that, loves hurling. Do you know what I mean? He would break the hull across your back as quick as look at you. Do you know what I mean? But anyway, so instead, what I did was I kind of mixed Marty with him. And I made him kind of the Marty party, which is not really true, but that character just took off. I'd say without that character now, I wouldn't even be sitting here. I wouldn't be going to Formula One. I wouldn't
be
the golf. So I owe Gerlach Nan
finance
a lot.
Bored out of your brain. Okay, I'm going to put you to the test. Are you ready? Let's do it. Just to give people a little flavour of, a little taster of what you can do. Have a sup of water. This is, you're ready. So Micheál Martin, what's going on in the country right now? Cost of living, inflation, it's all crazy. Bad news everywhere.
I suppose I would agree with that. You know, things aren't too good. We've been very unlucky now with the COVID and everything else. And obviously we have a housing crisis. You know, daft.ie is a sight to behold. I mean, never has a property website been more appropriately named. And we've got showers in living rooms, beds in hallways. We've got toilets in kitchens. I mean, we're now at the sorry stage where the phrase "don't shh where you eat" is no longer just a metaphor. That's pretty difficult. I mean, and inflation, the cost of living, it's all rising. I have to say that. You know, I mean, Freddo bars are so expensive now they can be used as collateral on your mortgage. I'm just kidding. That's just a joke. That's just a joke. Nobody's getting a mortgage.
Tommy Tiernan, how's life? Are you enjoying the matchmaking festival? Tell us.
Well, you know, I love it. I love Liston Vernon. I really do. Life is okay. You know, depends on what Tommy you get. You know, there's two Tommies now. There's kind of crazy Tommy and there's relaxed Tommy. You know, with the way inflation's going now, there could be two or three Tommies next year. You know, you don't know. But yeah, I'm loving it now, Liston Vernon. I saw the video during the week. It's great crack now. It looks like it's fairly flying down here, you know. I think they should do now what they did in the Pope Fair now and get 40 foot of scaffolding and just put the two of them at the top of it and just. I think I'll stop now before I'm thrown off the radio here.
Davy Fitz, we have to hear Davy Fitz. Davy, have you ever been to the matchmaking festival before, Davy?
You know, I don't want to say too much, Jennifer, you know. But yeah, I was a couple of years ago, you know. Was matched up here in 2001, I was. It was great old crack. But I had a date, met someone down here, and then we went on another date, and we went on another date, and then I asked her to go steady with me. And she said she would, you know, but that she'd like me to kind of not be as immature as I am sometimes, you know. And so I told her, I says, I was after giving her, you know, a bottle of wine and flowers and all. And I says, tell you what you do now. And I says, give me the wine back, give me the flowers and get the hell out of my treehouse. That's it, no. So that was the end of that.
Donald Trump is in the roadcaster. Donald, what is it about Clare that keeps you coming back over and over again? What is it?
You know what? A lot of people don't know this, but I actually met Melania at the Liston Vernon Festival in 2002. It was really wonderful. Willie Daly said to me, he says, Donald, today I have seen the most beautiful human being I have ever seen. Great, great legs, great hair, great tan, you know, great body. I mean, you are the most beautiful human being I've ever seen. I said, thank you, Willie. And then I spotted Melania, and I looked at her, and I just said, you're hired. And that was, it was very romantic. You're hired. I actually, you know, it was me that made The Apprentice famous, Jennifer.
I did.
It was me in the United States, and then it came over here. A lot of people, I don't say it, but a lot of people say this. They say you're responsible for Jennifer Zampaschetti, and that I don't say that. A lot of people do. I'm just telling you. That's what they say.
Matthew McConaughey. I'm a big fan. But with a surname like that, you must have some Irish blood in there, is there?
Well, you can't have a name like McConaughey and not be Irish. A lot of people don't know this, but I have a huge connection to this area. My great-great-granddaddy, actually, he met my great-great-grandma at Liston Vernon. He was a Gael Gore. He just walked in and he says, he saw her, he locked eyes with her, and he says, Dia Gwich, Mama Tay. That means, hey there, hot mama. And he says, I'm talking to and Sugar Minnick, which means you come here often. And she says, Neil, K-Dur, first time. He says, okay. He says, and while ladder fall for a skull. That means you want to get frisky. She says, yeah, shy. And he looked at her and he just said, car galore, car galore, car galore. And that means all right, all right, all right.
All right, all right, all right. He's my favourite, Conor Moore. You're an absolute legend. You can go and check out his Insta. It's at Conor_sketches. You can book tickets to his upcoming gigs. He's in Clare, he's in Cork, he's in Kerry, he's in Wexford. He's in Dublin and Vickers. That's sold out.
Monday, Tuesday.
That's sold out. He is around the country. Go and check
I will be
him
going
out
again, though, in the spring.
You're going in the spring?
Again, yeah. That's when all the gigs, this run of gigs are sold out, but in the spring.
There's loads coming up that people can check
we're going
out
to add more as well. I have to go up the country and...
I have to go everywhere.
I go everywhere. Yeah.
Well, look, go to Conor's Instagram page, Conor_sketches. You can find out where all the gigs are. Or you can just go down a rabbit hole of all his hilarious videos. Thanks for coming in. You're an absolute star.
Thanks
and best of luck with all the gigs. We'll be right back.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9.
On 2FM.